Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our children are adorably disgusting little germ factories.
Sure.
One of the biggest things that I heard becoming a new parent, Breeze, was that you're going to get sick a whole lot more than you used to. This kid goes to daycare, picking up all those germs and those other kids.
That's awful.
And yeah, I'm feeling the effects of it right now. It's Team PXY on 98 PXY. It's Corey James and Breezy. And I got a piece of advice yesterday when it comes to new parent sickness that I'm questioning, and I wanted to bring up on the show this morning. Because I was told this, and my reaction was, is first this even possible? And second, would anyone actually agree to this?
Okay.
And that piece of advice was, isolate yourself. If one parent is sick, they need to isolate themselves not only from their child, but also from their significant other. And obviously, if you're a single parent, this is even an option for you.
Right.
But for those that do have a partner, and I was curious how many people actually can subscribe to this, because I've tried to limit some contact with my son. I'm not like kissing him or like breathing on him or anything like that.
Right.
But I mean, there's a lot of duties that come along with being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just stop because you're sick. Or can you? Some texts coming through already on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822 if you want to jump in. We'd love to hear from you. You can also call us at 222-9800. This text to Bree saying complete isolation isn't even reasonable.
No.
It's kind of what I was thinking.
I don't think it is either.
This texter is a single mom and teacher. That is completely impossible. Regardless, when I get sick, it's either from my own kids or the kids I work with. You push the meds and you try and push through everything else. Although, some people are saying that this is a method they subscribe to. And maybe it's only when you're like really, really sick.
Right.
This texter says, my husband currently has the flu right now, and we have a 2-year-old and a 4-month-old. He's been locked in our bedroom for 2 days. I just tell our son that daddy isn't home.
Oh, that's savage.
So there are people out there that do that.
Savage or sensible.
I mean, obviously with the flu, that's more than just like
the flu
a little.
Pretty serious.
A little cough and cold.
I don't like that method at all. The isolation method. I don't think that's right.
Well, the theory behind it, I mean, it makes sense. You're isolating yourself so that you get better and you're not just creating this circle of sickness, because your kid gets sick, they get you sick, you get your partner sick, they get your kid sick, and
but
then it just keeps going and going and going.
So I get that realistic
part. Yeah, that's kind of why I was questioning it.
I don't think it's realistic. And from the research that I've been doing.
You've been digging in. This is parenting.com.
Parents.com.
Parents.com.
And then parentmap.com.
Ooh, parentmap.com. That's my second favorite parent-titled website.
I just put them all together, really.
Yeah.
So there's 5 steps that we're following here.
Okay. Oh, there's a 5-step plan.
5-step plan.
Okay. Is there a cool acronym for it?
No, there was. But the first step is call in the reinforcements. Mind you, before I read these steps, it says nothing about isolation here. So
okay, that's just,
wrong. Uh-huh. And these are the experts here.
Yeah, sure. So, well, I mean, you know.
I am the talking piece for parenting experts.
Yes.
It's really obvious.
You are their muse.
So call on the reinforcements. Don't be that proud parent who's like, I'm good. I don't need any help. And you're dying. Like, don't be that guy.
Okay.
Don't be that guy.
So you do need to get some
help.
Okay, okay.
You need help.
All right.
Simplify the meals. So I know for you, the child is very little. You don't really cook Mason meals.
No,
you just
he's still
pull it out of a jar.
Eating the oatmeal and he's.
But even for
got
you,
his veggies and his fruit.
Get the takeout, order the pizza, what have you. Step number 3: let normal go. So in the sense of routine, like you have a routine, you go home. You need to just let that go because you need time to heal and you need time to get better.
Right.
So many people are like so stuck on their routine, or for older kids, I know Mason is an infant, but letting your kids have more screen time, whether it be iPad, computer, TV, it's like, don't don't stick to the schedule. Just let them. Okay,
that's a tough piece of advice for a lot of parents. Yeah. By the way, I know many that are very regimented in the schedules they have when it comes to napping and screen time and things like that. So I feel like that would be difficult for a lot of people. But okay.
Number four, find more things to keep your children entertained.
Right.
So they're not bothering you. So you can just lay low, and they're actually out there having fun, doing what they do. They're saying special toys maybe introduce, special privileges
That might set a bad precedent, because then your kid's going to be excited every time you get sick because they know they're going to get a new toy.
That's true. And plan ahead. So
well, how do you plan ahead for sickness, exactly?
They're saying don't get sick in the first place.
Oh, great. Okay, cool.
That's
thanks.
That's what the plan ahead
great,
is.
Great advice. Love that. What is this?
As sick as you tell yourself.
What is this, parentmap.com?
Parentmap.com.
Parentmap.com is trash. Suing. That wasn't helpful at all. It's not helpful. More text coming through. Clip EXY Safe text line at 69822. Here we go. The circle of sickness is a part of parenting. Suck it up. Okay. Oh. That's kind of what I've been trying to do.
Wow.
This person says with a cold, we wouldn't do that. But of course, the flu is a different story. So, okay, the isolation thing, if it's a certain level of sickness, certainly. This texter, a man must have wrote that. Moms always have to continue the parenting, regardless of how they feel. Dads act like they're dying because their nose is a little bit runny. So I'm pretty sure dad wrote that. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Is this my mom weighing in right now?
Come on. I'm not kidding. Come on.
Dads, I have a father, so I can speak from experience on this
yes,
one.
Yes, most of us have fathers, at least biologically.
My dad is a drama queen when it comes to being sick.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
He's winning the Oscar in the bathroom.
Here we go. Oh, stop.
Like, you just have to let everyone know you're sick. Like, everyone gets sick.
Breeze, what do I always say about sweeping generalizations? This is one of those sweeping generalizations
about
men.
Me and this texter are on the same side, so I know we can't be the only two in the room.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay. I did think of also an alternative why this whole isolation thing might be a bad idea.
Why is that?
And I talked about it in response to one of the things you brought up about setting a precedent of your kids being excited that you're getting sick because apparently parentingmap.com says give them a new toy.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to associate new toy with you being sick. You don't want that. It seems like a bad idea.
Right.
Also, the precedent could be set. And if you're a parent, just be honest. You know that a lot of times you can't, but you get to a breaking point. You're like, I just need a break.
Sure.
If this was the rule in your house, complete isolation when you're sick, how many parents would take advantage of this? Like, be honest. Like, you know, not feeling great today.
You're like,
nah, she probably.
Notre Dame is in the playoffs.
Yes, yes. Ironically, I'm always sick on Saturdays in the fall. Perfect.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.